Tuesday, 7th of May, 2019. The 2018-19 UEFA Champions League semi-final, second leg, Anfield. Liverpool 4, Barcelona 0, Origi 7, Wijnaldum 54, 56, Origi 79. The Champions League victory gave us the final proof we needed to be winners. Jürgen Klopp. Liverpool's restoration to the pinnacle of English and European football under Jürgen Klopp began on an aptly named Hope Street. Directly opposite the city's prestigious Philharmonic Hall and within a well-directed set play of the Everyman Theatre, the breeding ground for many of Merseyside's finest playwrights, poets and artists, lie the plush rooms and suites providing Klopp and his players with an HQ before Anfield fixtures. The Hope Street Hotel is where Klopp signed the contract to become Liverpool's manager in 2015. And it offered him the stage from which, in 2019, he delivered his most inspirational vocal performance yet. Only twice in European Cup history, Greece's Panathinaikos in 1971 and Barcelona in 1986, had a team come from three or more goals down after the first leg of a semi-final to progress to the final. On the afternoon of the second leg of the Champions League semi-final against Barcelona, Klopp's impassioned speech in the pre-match team meeting convinced his players that they could become the third side to do so, defy expectations and overturn their 3-0 deficit against Spain's newly crowned champions. "Because it is you, it is not impossible," Klopp assured his squad. Listening attentively to the manager's persuasive address was Captain Jordan Henderson. "For me, the manager's team talk started everything for us that day," he told me. "He has the ability to say the right thing at the right time. The motivation, getting us in the right frame of mind, and the confidence he built by what he told us and how he said it was why we performed so well." Klopp's intention was to inject belief and fearlessness. The plan was to jump in Barcelona's face from the first second. "So if we failed, we failed in our own way," the manager explained during our discussion about the subsequent victory. "We had nothing to lose that night. We wanted to make Barcelona uncomfortable from the first kick, and that's what we did." "So far in my life, it is the greatest game I was ever part of, and one of the greatest ever for sure. Maybe it was not against the Barcelona of Xavi, Hernandez and Andres Iniesta, but they were good enough to win the competition and good enough to beat us, but not good enough to beat the team they faced at Anfield that night." When embarking on the venture to analyse this and the 10 other acclaimed fixes in this book, I thought it was useful to ask Klopp how he defines a truly great game. "Drama," he replied. "What stays longer in the memory of all the people involved is when the drama is there. The great games in history have a story. What is the situation before the game? What are the chances for both teams to win? You were part of a few as well, I'm sure at least one in this book. The drama we crave can have many themes. There is nothing more thrilling than an unlikely comeback such as those enacted by Manchester United and Liverpool in the Champions League finals of 1999 and 2005. There were those matches which become classics through flawless performance in the grandest sporting theatres, such as Barcelona winning the European Cup at Wembley in 2011. Then there are games which supply an adrenaline rush like that which I experienced as a schoolboy Evertonian in 1985, watching Howard Kendall overcome Bayern Munich in the beer pit atmosphere of Goodison Park, an evening in which audience participation played a critical role. Some games are memorable because of an almost comical imperfection, such as the slapstick defending when Liverpool defeated Newcastle United 4-3 in 1996. And perhaps most dramatically, there was the unforgettable twists, as was the case with Manchester City, feeling they had fluffed their lines until the final seconds of the 2011-2012 title race, a modern revival of Arsenal's achievement in similar circumstances against Liverpool 23 years earlier. Liverpool v Barcelona in May 2019 absorbs elements of all the above. "A lot of what makes a game great has to do with expectation," Klopp continued. "In our case, no one thought we would have a chance. Playing against a team like Barcelona and being 3-0 down, winning that is not easily done, eh? But most important of all, in any great game comes the performance. You cannot have the drama without that. It will not be a great game if the players do not show up. The performance must be really good.